The Federal Attorney General Christian Porter is urging the states and territories to impose tougher criminal penalties for trespassing in a bid to deter more protests by animal rights activists. 47 people were arrested yesterday after protesters invaded some farms and abattoirs in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, calling for an end to intensive meat production. The Attorney General has also asked the Privacy Commissioner to investigate one of the groups behind the protests, a group called Aussie Farms, for publishing that online map which gives farmers addresses and contact details. The Federal Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, joins us shortly, but first, Annie Guest prepared this report.
With the landmark dome, clock and arched entrance of Melbourne's Flinders Street Station in the background, activists chained themselves to vans, blocking peak hour traffic at the city's busiest intersection.
Now! Animal liberation! Now!
They held placards saying, SOS Animal Emergency, Climate Emergency, and You Have Been Lied To. Estimates of numbers involved range from 20 to 100 people. This woman was among them.
We're just regular people who have had enough. We are killing the planet and we are killing animals at rates that are just unacceptable. It's a climate emergency, it's an animal emergency, and drastic times call for drastic measures.
There were also coordinated protests nearby at the Melbourne Aquarium and further afield, including at abattoirs in Geelong and in Goulburn in New South Wales and Warwick in Queensland's southern Darling Downs region. Jason Christensen has dairy cattle outside Warwick.
Well, about 6:30, we had about five or six cars pull up down the corner where we had a couple of heifers. And, there's a heap of, would have been about 25. Maybe these vegans come out, and we had about three heifers. They got out on the road. I don't know how they got out, but the heifers were scared and didn't know what to do. One tried to jump through the fence and they're swearing at Dad and trying to get into him, and he was getting a bit cranky at him, but they're trying to tell him that he should be growing vegetables and that, and we can't water veggies, so we couldn't grow veggies, so if we weren't producing milk, we wouldn't be producing much food.
The protests involved several groups and were coordinated by the activist organisation Aussie Farms. The group was established in 2014 and grew from a network of activism over pigs, poultry and abattoirs. Last month it published an online map of farms and meatworks, saying it wanted people to make informed choices about the food they buy. Its founder is Chris Delforce, a documentary maker and former political candidate for Animal Justice Australia.
Basically, there's no humane way to kill someone who doesn't want to die. So it shows that all these animals are terrified. There's always fear. There's always pain in these slaughterhouses. And yet consumers are being told that it's humane, that it's ethical, that these animals are happily giving up their lives. There's just no transparency in these industries. So that's why these activists have gone in to the facility to stop the killing for the day, to draw attention to it, to draw attention to the inherent suffering in these industries.
The demonstrators yesterday were calling for an end to intensive meat production, but the protests drew strong language from Tony Maher from the National Farmers Federation.
What we're dealing with is radicalised extremists, and they are that. Farmers are law-abiding, hard-working citizens going about their daily jobs. Now they have to deal with these radical extremists coming onto their businesses, terrifying them, invading their homes.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, called the protests shameful and un-Australian.
Well, I think state and territory governments should ensure that the full force of the law is brought against these green-collared criminals.
Ahead of the latest protests, the Attorney General, Christian Porter, announced Aussie Farms would be forced to comply with the Privacy Act, and Queensland's Agriculture Minister, Mark Ferner, vowed to introduce new trespass legislation to give police and Agriculture Department officers the power to issue on-the-spot fines.
This is major. We don't know where these people have been in the last several weeks. They could have just returned from Bali, had some involvement with foot and mouth disease.
The New South Wales government also says it will now review its trespass penalties. Dr. Peter Chen is an expert in animal welfare policy from the University of Sydney's Department of Government. He's also the author of Animal Welfare in Australia, politics and policy.
I think it's safe to say that the protest actions that we saw yesterday are really the result of the culmination of growing concern in the community about animal welfare issues, and that's been building for a number of decades now. There are a number of studies that have been done of the Australian population where they are increasingly indicating that animal welfare issues are important to them.
Dr. Chen, what are the implications of this step up in activism then, including things like activists posting farmers' addresses online and also yesterday's coordinated protests at abattoirs and in Melbourne's CBD?
I think we are seeing, to some extent, a balkanisation of positions, particularly as governments have tended to respond favourably to requests by farming and production groups to introduce more and increasingly draconian laws around accessing sites of farming production, but also some of the ways in which activists also communicate. And these are sometimes referred to as ag-gag laws. These laws have been brought into Australia largely from the United States, where they were sort of developed and trialled.
Dr. Chen says the looming federal election has resulted in a highly charged political response to the recent activism.
The sort of proposals being put together are unlikely, I think, to substantially quash or quell this social movement. So it is largely a symbolic response than an actual response. However, the introduction of particularly draconian laws, say, in the criminal code or the criminalised activism, do have the potential to affect the lives of real people. And so we do need to take them seriously.
He also says the Abbott government abolished a consultation process that existed with activist groups, and that has added to the polarised nature of the debate around animal welfare.
Any guests with that report?